There were protests heard all around the room, and some students groaned. Pedro's friend Ramon nudged him and said, "I don't want my parents telling the class an embarrassing story about me." Pedro didn't answer. He thought the oral history presentation was a great idea, and he had the perfect person in mind. Ever since he was little, Pedro's grandmother had told him the most wonderful stories. Like all good storytellers, she knew that details were the most important part of any story. That is why when she told Pedro a story about her childhood, she would describe the color of the distant mountains, the sound of the rooster in the morning, and the smell of the grass after a rainstorm. She made the story come to life before Pedro's eyes. Yes, his grandmother would be the perfect person to bring on Thursday, Pedro thought as he walked home. Pedro quickened his step as he neared his house. He rushed through the front door, shouting, "Abuela! Abuela!" He found his grandmother in the kitchen, sewing lace onto a beautiful white dress. His little sister Lucy was sitting at the table. "I'm sewing a dress for your cousin Veronica's quinceañera. Help yourself to some food," his grandmother told him. Pedro's stomach growled at the sight of the quesadillas that his grandmother had carefully wrapped up in a white cloth to keep warm. As their grandmother sewed, Pedro and Lucy munched on their snack. Pedro ate very slowly, enjoying every bite. He was on his second one when he realized that he had forgotten to tell his grandmother about the presentation. Pedro's grandmother was excited when she heard the news. She told him that she would be more than happy to attend his class. Pedro was ecstatic. He turned his attention back to his snack and thought about how wonderful it was to have a grandmother who told stories and was such a good cook.